Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. Hope you enjoyed this show.
Hi Oscar, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Good, great to hear it. So, what's going on the island at the moment then?
The Santa Special at Isle of Wight, 0 Mile Way.
Right, whereabouts is that?
In Haven Street.
Brilliant, and when is that on?
It runs through most of December. It starts on the 2nd and carries on until Christmas Eve.
Brilliant, and what can we expect to see there?
There is Christmas music, a fantastic market, lots of entertainment, a fairground ride, and even a magic show for the children. There are refreshments in a shop packed with Christmas gifts.
Oh, good, so you can get a bit of Christmas shopping there too. Excellent. Anything else?
You can also visit Santa's Sparkling Winter Wonderland, and if you've been good this year, you can also get a present.
Brilliant. And it's at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, so I'm guessing, is there going to be a train involved at all?
If you want to, you can also take a 10-mile trip through the countryside on a steam train.
Excellent. And how much are tickets for this event?
Tickets price vary from £10 to £18. They are different tickets as some include a steam train ride. Check out the Steam Railway website or call 882 204 for more details.
Brilliant. Sounds excellent. Well, thanks for chatting to me about that.
Thank you.
See you later.
Hi, I'm Maisie here. Now for the top 10 hit singles and albums charts of the week.
Number 10.
17 by MK. Number 9, Wolves by Selena Gomez and Marshmallow. Number 8, Blinded by Your Grace by Stormzy. Number 7, Two Good Goodbyes by Sam Smith. Number 6, Miss You by Julia Michaels and Clean Bandit. Number 5, Man Not Hot by Big Shat. Number 4, Silence by Marshmallow. Number 3, Perfect by Cherum. Number 2, Anywhere by Rita Ora. And number 1, Havana by Camila Cabello.
Now for the top 10 albums of the week.
Number 10, Beautiful
Trauma.
Trauma by Pink. Number 9, A Love So Beautiful by Royal Orban. Number 8, The
Architect
by Plain Faith. Number 7,
Amore
by
Andre Ryu.
Number 6, Christmas with
Elves and the Royal Philharmonic
by
Elvis Presley.
Number
5,
Together Again by Michael Ball and Alfie by number four, Divide by Cherum. Number 3, Glory Days by Little Mix. Number 2, The Thrills of It All by Sam Smith. And number 1, He Built the Moon by
Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Bye.
Now for a bit of Blood Brothers. Mickey, Mickey, come on, you'll be late. Where's me? Here's your bag, your sandwiches are in there. Mickey, what you looking for? You know what I'm looking for. Mickey, Mickey, listen to me. Where's my tablets, calling Linda? Mickey, you don't need your tablets. Linda, Mickey, you're working now, we're living on our own. You've got to start making an effort. Give them to me, Linda. You promised. I know I promised, but I can't do without them. I tried last week, I tried without them, but by dinner time I was shaking and sweating so much I couldn't even work. Now give. Is that it then? You're just going to stay in them forever? Linda, look, we managed to sort ourselves out this far, but what's the use if we sort ourselves out? Do you think I'm really stupid? What? I didn't sort nothing out, Linda. Not a job, not a house, nothing. It was just sweets and ziggies he gave me because I had none of my own. Now I have a job and a house. I'm not stupid, Linda. You sorted it out. You and Councillor Eddie Lyons. Now give me the tablets. I need them. And what about what I need? I need you. I love you. But Mickey, not even got those inside you. When you take those things, Mickey, I can't even see you. That's why I take them, so I could be invisible.
Hi, Connor here. Alverston Mead Bird Hide is to reopen. Because of the hard work and effort of the local community, Alverstone Mead Birdhide of the Isle of Wight has reopened. Alverstone Mead is a wetland nature reserve close to Sandown, and it is a part of the Alverstone Marshes Site of Special Scientific Interest. It is now on the site of the old Newport to Sandown railway line, which is now a popular track to cyclists. The reserve is a lovely place to visit and a really popular spot for bird watchers on the island. The Hyde of Alverstone Mead Nature Reserve sadly closed back in March, as much of it had started to sink into the mud. However, with the generous help of volunteers and the team at Scottish and Southern Energy, the rebuilding of the reserve began. The kind and grand donations of other individuals funded this brilliant work. Terry Guildford, who is the warden of the reserve, said, "A lot of people come to Alverstone Mead. It's a peaceful spot and there is a lot of wildlife, including red squirrels and maybe 40 to 50 bird species." The nature reserve is actually one of several sites around the island and is managed by the Wright Nature Fund. It is a fantastic place to see wildlife in their natural habitat. Long may it stay open. That's it for me this week. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Hi, it's Olivia here. This week I'll be asking both James and Macy some questions. So are you guys ready for the questions? Right, first question is for James. What is your favourite film?
My favourite film is Alien vs Predator.
Okay, this one's for you, Maisie. If you had to give up chocolate or cheese, which would you pick?
Oh, that's a hard choice, Paco Choco.
Okay, this one's for James. If you pick three famous dinner party guests, what would they be?
I would pick Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, and James May.
Ooh.
From Top Gear.
Right, this one's you again. What would be your dream car?
Either a Subaru Impreza or the brand new Ford Focus RS Mark III.
Right, this final question is for Maisie. Do you have any siblings?
Oh, I have a sister.
What's the name?
Evie.
How old is she?
13.
Oh, same age as my brother. Right, thank you both for asking me my questions. Bye.
Hello, Isabel. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Good, good, good. Yes, you look it as always. This week, we decided we're going to talk about 1976.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was 18 that year.
And I was 17.
Well, at the beginning, and I was later on at the end of the year, I was 18. That's right, because your birthday's later than me.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I'm
that's
April.
Right.
You're... So, what did you get up to in 1976?
Well, I hate to say it, but that's the year I got married.
Wow.
I know.
Gosh, that's young.
And it was that hot, hot summer, wasn't it?
It was boiling. It was beautiful summer.
It was really beautiful, but I lived in London and worked in High Street, Kensington.
Oh, yes.
So it was very hot and sticky.
What shop?
Woolworths.
Oh, it was a great shop. I've always liked Woolies.
Yes, it was my very first job.
Yeah.
And before going on to do greater things.
Very big things you did.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy working there?
Yes, there was lots of young girls about my age.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the woman who was in charge of us really strict.
Oh, gosh.
They were always so strict, and you have to really, you know, couldn't call them by their first name.
No.
You know, you'd say, they'd always call you, you know, Mrs. So-and-so.
Yeah.
And she'd always call me Miss, my maiden name, Miss Kilty. And then when I got married, she wouldn't call me by my married name.
How bizarre.
Yeah, I know. She said, "Miss Kilty, can you come over here?" And I'd go, gosh, that's not my name.
What month did you get married then?
May.
Oh, in May. Okay.
Yeah.
End of May. Gosh, goodness me. How long had you known him?
I met him at my 16th birthday party, so a year and a half.
Was it a year and a half? Gosh, were you
16?
Really, really, really in love?
Yeah, I must have been.
I suppose you had to be if you got married to him. I hope you were in love.
Well, of course I was in love.
Yeah.
And, and I suppose in those days I didn't think, oh, you can just leave home and set up a flat somewhere. I thought, oh, you have to go off and leave home and get married.
Mm.
So that's what we did. We didn't have any children though until I was in my 20s. So
you were very different to me. I left school and went off to Spain and worked there. It was a year's contract. Never flown before and just went off and worked. And it was very, very good. I enjoyed it.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it then, isn't it? Really? A great comparison.
Yeah.
Two very different things, but a year to remember. Hello there, James. How are you today?
Yeah, good enough, unusual.
Oh, good to hear it.
So what's new in the world of wrestling at the moment? Anything new?
Not that I know of. I'm going to make a new check with Raw and SmackDown today and Tuesday night. So, yeah.
Lovely. So I hear WWE have announced 3 more championship matches for the Clash of Champions.
Yeah.
It said that Bobby Roode, have I said that right?
Yeah.
Bobby Roode.
The glorious one.
Will be challenging Baron Corbin for the US Championship.
Yeah.
Yeah?
They're going to make think of Baron Corbin win.
You think?
Yeah, they're going to make him win, but I still think Bobby Roode can,
Oh.
It could be a very glorious victory for him.
So you're rooting for Bobby, are you?
Yeah.
Excellent. And I also hear that Jinder Mahal will be up against your favourite, AJ Styles, in a bid for the WWE title. Is that true?
Yeah, AJ's not going to win, but they're going to make him retain. I'm still going for AJ, don't matter.
Brilliant. Apparently the Clash of Champions show will be taking place in the American city of Boston.
Really?
Yeah, which caught my eye because I'm actually heading there myself next summer.
Oh, you know.
So I thought that was quite interesting. Yeah, I read about that.
Fair enough.
How exciting. Well, it's great to chat to you, James, as always. See you again soon.
Yeah. So that is it for the Dragon King Georgian. It's bye from Olivia, Mayhee, Connor, Oscar, myself, James. Have a good week and make sure you look at it next week.